Tower CBA Mobile.
KO4PXB.
6B, KB4CBA. Good afternoon.
Hey, sir. How are you?
Picked up a to-go order from the Mexican restaurant here. I'll be doing a lot better when I get home and get some of this food in my tummy.
A case of dysmealed colic.
Taco salad fever.
Yep, my wife always said it was, and her parents when she was growing up, when she was hungry like that, they always said that she had a case of the missed meal colic.
Meal calling, huh? Well, this one's definitely calling my name.
Yeah, where me and my wife and children are going to go for dinner. So that's normally what we do on a Friday, so that way we get to kind of relax and not have to worry about cooking, and then we'll go out just normally that one time during the week.
For those days, my wife would say, where you want to eat and or what you want for supper, and I say, well, where do you want to eat? Where do you want to go eat? Because I'm buying.
I tell my wife that same thing when she asks. I said, honey, it doesn't matter where we go, there's always something there that I can eat, because I like food. I mean, there's very few things that I don't like.
As one blonde said to the other, food, my favorite.
You can repeat that. You broke up there for a little bit. I didn't get the end of that.
I said, as one blonde-headed girl said to another, food, my favorite.
It is definitely funny.
In other words, as long as it's edible, it's good. I always like to have some meat in my diet. I'm definitely a meat eater. Give me a good steak and I'm happy.
That is definitely good. Like I said, have you tried the King Tut's little restaurant there in Simpsonville on 417, like you're going into Fountain Inn?
We don't get down that way much because we live in Taylor, so most of the time if I'm going, if I'm down that way, I'm going, I'm going down 385, to probably usually Charleston or Isle of Palms or something.
Yeah, if you're ever definitely in Simpsonville, definitely on 417, it's called King Tut, and there may be other ones around somewhere. Just going to have to Google it and see.
On your way home from work, where are you right now?
Just now getting on the 85, so I'm running about 65 right now until I get probably just past the 66, and it'll probably slow down since it's a Friday traffic.
I don't envy anyone that has to drive 85 every day to go to work, 85 or 385 for that matter.
KO4PXB. As long as I, do the fact that I get to leave at 4:30 every day, so that definitely gives me the 30-minute time frame to get ahead of everybody else that leaves at 5:00. So that tends to put me at home, and without having to get stuck in traffic.
I remember the days I worked on the Motor Mile, and I got off at 5:30, and I lived in Traveler's Rest, and it took me about 35 minutes to get home, and I had to come down Lawrence Road, and which comes Stone Avenue, and then I turn on to Poinsett and go the rest of the way in on Poinsett. And I tell you, that was the most agonizing drive. It was so frustrating.
I would have found something else for those 30 minutes or whatever time frame that it took you to do to let the traffic get ahead of you, if that was even feasible.
CBA. Well, the only thing I could really do is work late. If I work till about 6:30, another hour, then, which I had to do sometimes on a Friday, because we were closed on Saturday and Sunday, and if I had to get a car out by Friday evening, I might have to work late. After 6:30, traffic wasn't too bad.
I bet not, because most everybody's already had that dinner, you know, that have already went to dinner at that point in time, so you're now not in that traffic.
And, if I left by, ten after seven or before that time, the drive in was nice. And I wasn't congested and all that, and wasn't frustrating. But if I waited till any time after 10 after 7, it was you could really tell a big difference. It was just unbelievable.
Then you got in the traffic with the idiots that just drove beyond crazy.
And the interesting thing was, we didn't open till 8:00, and I'd get there at 7:30, and but I would go ahead and start working because you know, as long as I was turning wrenches, I was making money, so didn't matter what time it was. So that's what I did. So I worked an extra 30 minutes a day, so that was what, an hour, two and a half hours extra a week than most everybody else.
Did you work on a particular type of car, or just generally any automobile?
Work on anything that came in the door, but it was a Mazda dealership, and it was owned by John Finger when I worked for it. Bradshaw has since purchased it, and it's doing well. My buddy that's the service manager, he's still there, and they're doing, you know, really well. So anyway, that's where I was working.
I recall saying that you retired from there, so it's definitely good. So I probably got about 5-6 years before I looked at that point.
So I was Mazda Master Certified, and I had taken all my ASC and passed all my ASC tests except for one, and I was pretty knowledgeable at the time, but things have changed a lot. It's been probably 8 years ago. So anyway, well, I was sitting in the garage here, so I'm gonna take this food in and enjoy it, and you be careful out there driving home. Hope you have a good weekend, and I'll clear out after your final 73s KB4 CPA.
Have a great day, and hope to catch you on the net this evening. If not, have a great weekend. KO4 PXB Mobile.